This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, folks, this week is exploding past us. It's already the 16th of October, 2003. On this Thursday, Transmission Against Tyranny. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have one of the organizations that's out front defending the life of Terry Schindler Schiavo, who they pulled her feeding tube in Florida yesterday. She's been denied any type of rehabilitation for 10 years. 10 years ago, when she first had her mysterious heart attack and had broken bones, she was not given any treatment under orders of her husband, and she was talking and showing a lot of signs that she could totally recover then. Now she opens and closes her eyes, cries, and mumbles when she sees her mother or father. She's obviously conscious and not comatose or vegetative, but they're going to kill her. And within 50 hours of them pulling the tube yesterday at about noon, there will be irrevocable damage. So we've got about, 30, 40 hours left until she's in serious trouble. She's had infections that they refuse to treat as well. It's horrible. And so in the next hour, we've got folks involved with the case. We've had the family and, of course, their lawyers on, but we've got some of the folks involved on the front lines of exposing this and fighting this coming on the show. In fact, a gentleman who is paralyzed from the neck down himself, who's been out there fighting the murder of disabled people. And by the way, on Monday, and she may be dead by then, on Monday we have Wesley Smith coming on, the big Wall Street Journal writer, the best-selling author, Culture of Death, who list dozens of names. There's hundreds, but he'll go over dozens of stories of those that have been talking, begging, please feed me, audibly, feed me, please, no, as they're murdered brutally. This is your new America. And of course, you don't know about it because the news won't tell you. When you read the Associated Press, they say that Schiavo is a total vegetable, which is an absolute lie. There is video of her just a month ago that's been released of her blinking her eyes and crying when she sees her mommy. And imagine the parents are going to have to watch her death, her murder that's now taking place. Imagine, this is akin to crucifixion, where you're basically denied food and water. And for some people who are conscious, when they take the ventilator off, it basically is crucifixion. Suffocating someone. The massive torture this woman's gone through in 10 years is horrible. But I've got news of U.S. troops battle at Iraq-Syrian border. Senators joined forces to roll back parts of Patriot Act. It's already been repealed in the House. Smallpox vaccination plan has been completely terminated. That's what they're claiming. Remember, everybody, all the police and firefighters and medical workers had to take it, and 99.99% refused, and they're having to back off. Major, massive victory. Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting, Matrix system would put privacy on endangered list. Yeah, the Matrix system, we'll talk more about that. I first reported on this about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Workers strike over Big Brother monitoring system. That's in England. In Canada, people are protesting and filing lawsuits over biometrics, saying it's part of a control grid. The Chi-Com astronaut got back, and we'll talk about that. Got back from space, orbiting the Earth, as it hurtles through space. And study, wrong impressions help support Iraq war. The vast majority of Americans believe that Saddam was behind September 11th. I know that was the White House that did that. And survey U.S. troops suffering low morale. Look, it's a big show. Want to know what's going on? Creme de la creme of important info. We're going to cover it all. And it's been updated at InfoWars.com. ImprisonPlanet.com, and I'm Alex Jones, so strap yourselves in and get ready.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bringing you rants, the analysis, the global outlook. I'm Alex Jones. I do this little show, this transmission against tyranny, with millions of listeners globally, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time during the day, and then, of course, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We go out on the AM and FM dial, coast to coast, simulcast on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night at 5.085. and 6890, and of course at PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, InfoWars.com. I'm going to launch into the escalation with Syria and Iran, and because I end up never covering this in proper scope as it develops the last 2 weeks. I got a bunch of news about Terry Schiavo Schindler, who they've pulled her feeding tube, just another precedent-setting case here. We've got folks involved with the case coming on the second hour. We've already had her lawyers and parents on a few weeks ago. Got a bunch of good news about the Patriot Act in deep trouble. Looks like the Senate may actually vote to repeal it, and then Lord Bush is going to have to veto it, the liberal he is, to use the common term. That's all coming up. You know, I want to do this on air because I care about my friends and family, and I just thought that it's important to do. I have an employee who's been a family friend of my parents, and he works for a major Fortune 500 company here in town, and he part-time works for us about 3 days a week in data entry. He's worked for us for about a year and a half, and I've known him since I was a little kid. name's Ronnie, and he's over 50 years old, and he was diagnosed with some advanced melanoma on his back, and there's a 50-50 chance that it's treatable. They've told him a good chance he's going to die, and they're telling him they want him to go on chemotherapy that cut a big chunk out of his back. It had already sent off some tentacles into his body. Hadn't gotten into lymph nodes, though, from biopsies they did there. And if the listeners would just pray for Ronnie, that would, I know, help. I know it works. They've done major studies, major universities. I don't need major studies and major universities to tell me the power of prayer, going to God and asking that he intercede if that's his will. I mean, it may be in his plan that I die tomorrow, that Ronnie dies 6 months from now, that you die in a car wreck today. That may be needed in a chain of events in the plan. But if it is God's will, I ask that Ronnie have a speedy recovery and that he make the right decisions and that his doctor's hands be guided, the doctors and nurses' hands be guided in the work they're doing with him. So it's very sad. But, you know, this shows us life. We could all die in a car wreck today. We could all be struck by lightning. We could die in a flood or an earthquake. We could have a heart attack. You know, people who are 25 have heart attacks. You could have a stroke tomorrow. And it shows us how short this life is. And in this sick world, they teach us that, you know, the guy that dies with the most toys wins. And that's a lie. The person that dies with the best family, who's done the right thing in their life, that's loved God, stood up to tyranny, that has, been as decent as they could, and that has had, a proper moral bearing, that's what matters. And what the old Norse saying, cattle die and kinsmen die, and someday one must die oneself, but I know there's one thing that never dies, and that's the fame of a dead man's deeds. But it's more than the fame of a dead man's deeds. Civilization is here because of the bold sacrifice, because of the courage of men and women, because of the adversity that our ancestors went through, no matter what color you are. And no, the man who dives the most toys does not win. The person that leaves something for their children, the person that is a hero, is the individual that sacrifices and works hard for decency and honor and courage and duty, and who stands up against the wickedness and who faces the reality of the world. In fact, they say moral courage is a more scarce commodity than physical courage. They've done major psychological tests, but philosophers thousands of years ago had already pointed this out, that it takes more courage to go against the general malaise, the general insanity of decadent phases in society. It takes more courage to do that, to say the world is round, as Galileo did, than it takes to charge a machine gun nest. But not having moral courage and not having the will to face painful truths is a great psychological and spiritual illness. And another definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you'll get the same results, thinking you'll get different results. I mean, thinking that, well, NAFTA and GATT has destroyed our economy here. Let's meet in 2 days in Miami for the free trade group of the Americas, for the free trade area, and let's expand it radically. All right, let me get into the news. This first, or I won't get to it. I talked about my TV show Tuesday night, and I was in the studio I was talking about the UPI article that was posted in a newspaper in Colorado, Colorado Daily, about little cables that are going to run for hundreds of miles, and they've got infrared, audio, video, ground penetrating radar, and they list a lot of that in the article. I actually went to the university getting the federal funding and looked at the actual devices. And they zip along at upwards of 50 miles an hour on these cables. The cables will be based in cities, of course, tied into cell towers that the feds admit will be pods of control and surveillance with cameras and other devices. But the cables will leave armored command bases built around cell towers. This is the federal plan. And they will stretch out into rural areas, into the woods, the plains, into the mountains, the hills, over the creeks, through the rivers, down over the lakes. They will watch everything you're doing. I mean, you talk about the next level of Super Big Brother. The drones are now in the skies. They are now ordering over 100 dirigibles, blimps, zeppelins, whatever you like to call them, to be bristling with ground-penetrating radar, to be tethered 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, over your cities, looking through your walls, tethered at 20,000 feet. It's nightmarish. And one of the crew came in and handed me a Statesman article from Saturday. Excuse me, that was another article from Saturday. This is from Sunday, October 12, 2003. And it said, "Want to star in a trashy movie? Travis County is mounting cameras to record those who jettison their junk in the great outdoors, in rural areas, and in the woods." And then above it, I just totally see it's everything is tyranny. The article right above this, yesterday I just looked at this article, started reading it, and I thought, man, look, this is even worse. State agency might redefine work. That is, if you want Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, whatever, you've got to, quote, be working. If you want your workers' compensation, you've got to do this. And what's the new work? Would you like to know? I told you they're going to blow out the economy. I read federal plans 8 years ago on this. Blow out the economy, make you all get, quote, supplements for your health care once they socialize health care. Make you get, you know, a supplement to your paycheck, quote, for your volunteerism, where you're made to volunteer in the new national and compulsory volunteerism, which is an oxymoron. And I read the article with horror. Workforce Commission proposal would tie Medicaid benefits to personal behavior. Now, about a month ago, I'd heard this on the radio locally, and I'd forgotten about it. There's hundreds of things I see in here, and I never end up reporting here. The Texas Workforce Commission is attempting to redefine the word work in a way that would cut off Medicaid benefits to thousands of Texans who don't follow a list of state behavioral rules. See, it's about behavioral control. And then it goes on to say it'll be your workers' compensation, state compensation as well. Meanwhile, a nonprofit group and a gaggle of Texas Democrats are pressuring officials in Austin and Washington to kill the proposal, which is on the agency's agenda for Tuesday. The proposed rule would affect more than 350,000 adults who receive both Medicaid and cash assistance through temporary aid for needy families. The rules would expand the definition of work, and listen carefully, to include such things as maintaining children's immunizations, gotta take your shots, avoiding drug and alcohol abuse, that means drug testing. Now you get welfare, you drug test, you're a criminal. And making sure children attend school. Adults who fail to live up to any of the items on the list would lose Medicaid coverage. Now, the state law says 14 absences in a semester is a truancy. Under this, it means that one absence, so you sign a form waiving rights, you're on a deferred adjudication, you're on probation to get welfare, now you're at a higher standard. The conflict over the rule hinges on differing interpretations of one of the federal government's work-first welfare reform laws. Texas Republican leadership says federal law gives the state the right to tie Medicaid benefits to personal responsibility agreements designed to help people leave public assistance. Yeah, take your inoculations, do your drug testing. And it's the Republicans doing that. Now, that sounds like something a socialist Democrat would do, you see. And it goes, every element of that is designed to help the child, said Representative Arlene Wolhamuth, Republican Burleson, who sponsored a new state law that sparked the proposed rule. Wow. Are we saying that we don't care if poor children are not immunized? Close quote, she said. So, that's the new America. And when you're under compulsory national draft, which Clark and others say is going to be domestic, you're going to dig ditches, pick up trash, do warrant service, run checkpoints. This is all admitted. This has been planned for now 5 years since I've saw federal documents in 98 when Clinton funded it under the National Highway Seatbelt Safety Initiative, which I talk about in Police State 2000. I lay this out. You're going to have to take inoculations. You're going to have to give drug tests. Because you're going to be like the military. See, they got to take all the inoculations. They got to do the drug test. Then I think about Army News Watch that airs here on cable channel 17 on county cable. A couple years ago, they said, oh, doesn't matter if you got two employees or 100. Call us. We'll drop by and drug test them. And I know it's going on right here in Austin. Because this particular piece of Army News Watch was produced in San Antonio and Austin showing the drug testing. oh, here's the member of the military. He's here to take your sample. And you work at a shopping mall. I mean, this is pure evil, folks. We'll be right back.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
You see, under the Department of Education, the Department of Labor and Statistics, under the Department of Transportation, under the Defense Department, they've all been woven into basically the symbol of fascism, a bundle of sticks, each agency being one of the sticks. Under the control of FEMA and the North American Military Command, and now the shadow government is going public, and they're saying for continuity of government, for national security, infrastructure protection, all your jobs in every facet of the economy, from child care to transportation to agriculture to retail, is going to be overseen by the government, by federal officers. And the Homeland Security has said they look to the Pentagon, regular Army, National Guard, MPs from all the services, and the new SecureCorps / AmeriCorps, TIPS, FEMA, Neighborhood Watch. All of these are under that control. And so, well, now it's part of national security. You have to give your urine to the military. You have to give your other tissue sample to them. You have to come under their control. They're saying it. They're doing it. They're starting the programs. But here's the good news. Before 9/11, I saw news reports. Listeners mailed them to me out of Illinois and Tennessee and Florida, where the National Guard would drop by at the schools and they would give inoculations to the children. They would have a list of children who hadn't been inoculated, and they would show up and they would give the children shots without a form, without anything. In fact, last year it created massive outrage in Tucson, Arizona. And the Arizona Republic reported this. It showed a picture of a little black girl crying as a soldier injected her in the shoulder with a tetanus shot. Now, in that case, they had the school had, quote, gotten permission from parents, had them sign forms for children that were off the immunization rolls, and didn't tell them troops were going to come do it, but it was a training op for the troops to acclimate them to this, training op for the children and the teachers. But in years past, they would have it where they wouldn't even ask, and of course, lawsuits were filed. But the point is, they've been trying to implement this, trying to do this to the children. They try it always with a captive audience, the military, public school children, federal employees, people that are in guilds like firefighters or police that are in brotherhoods where the organizations can be just say, you better do it or you lose your job. It's all color of law. But the good news is people said no. They said, we're going to give all police, all military, all firefighters, all medical workers. We had dozens of police chiefs and sheriffs on. We read all the news articles. It was the Model State Cell Emergency Powers Act. They couldn't pass it. So last year in 2000, they passed it in page 76 of Homeland Security, now over a year ago. And they said, you got to take it. If you're a quote professional in the government or in government type work. 99%+ said no. 296 out of 10 million people that were ordered to take it took it, according to the LA Times. 20,000 that were ordered to take it, according to the Associated Press in Connecticut, 4 showed up to take it. Okay? I mean, they're just refusing en masse. And they had said you had to take it. Then they tried to, first they said you have to take it. Then they offered to pay them like $1,000 to take it. Then a couple months ago, there was articles where they were saying, okay, you don't have to take it now. Just sign up to be an administrator, to be someone who will administer this, who will give it. Still, most of them said no. Here's USA Today health and science section. Smallpox vaccination plan ceased. Less than a year, no, it's more than a year, after President Bush announced a smallpox vaccination plan to protect America in the event of a terrorist attack, a fraction of the expected number of health workers have been immunized, and the much ballyhooed program is dead in the water. Now, at first, they said you got to take it. We'd have police chiefs on, and they'd go, well, we were just told there's no law, but we won't get our insurance rating, and we can't show up to work. And the cops just said no en masse. They just said, no, we're not doing it. I mean, are you conspiracy theorist? Why, police officers, did you suddenly get it? I guess 99% of you are crazy, like me now. Join us. Come all the way with us. Protect yourself and your family and the Republic. Good job. Self-preservation finally got you to dig deep in that brain. You weren't stupid after all. Federal health officials say they're not ready to declare the program dead, but they readily acknowledge it's ailing. The fact is, it ceased, says Ray Stakus of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Not that anyone's issued an edict to say stop. Yeah, just no one will take it. I'll read a little bit more of this. We'll take calls. We'll talk about the Patriot Act in deep trouble. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, the troops had to take it, and I have mainstream news admitting it's killing and maiming them. Turns out it's got some bizarre virus that causes an autoimmune response that just accidentally got added to it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. We're now 33 minutes and 25 seconds into the first hour of this Thursday transmission against tyranny. I know a lot of stations join us after 30 minutes of the show is already in progress for some reason, which is fine, but then I feel I need to recap and I guess crystallize and encapsulize a key point here. USA Today, smallpox vaccination plan ceased. The plan is dead. Now, I haven't done the math, but what is 296 out of 10 million, according to the LA Times? That's how many people had taken it when the program was really dead 6 months ago. They started it 14 months ago. They tried to pass state laws saying you had to take it if you were a medical worker, police officer, a firefighter. And, I mean, I don't have a calculator in front of me. What is 296 out of 10 million? I mean, that's ridiculous. That's wonderful. But, I mean, those numbers are just, I didn't expect that many people to refuse it. This special brew cooked up by your loving friends in the bioweapons labs. And now the troops have been taking it, and I see articles every day, and I've only read a few of them in the last few months, where the troops are taking the stuff, dropping dead, shriveling up, vomiting everywhere, falling apart. They admit the anthrax shots did this. I mean, I've got medical examiners. I've got epidemiologists. I mean, we've had them all on the show. We've read all the mainstream articles about it. We've caught the government administering bioweapons tests on the troops over the last 50 years through vaccines. I mean, the word is out. So what is the government going to do if they can't set a precedent to have martial law under the guise of protecting us from a bio attack and forcibly injecting us? What are they going to do if they can't get their enforcers to do it? What are they going to do if they can't get their minions to carry out their orders? Well, the Houston Chronicle told us a few months ago. They got two bills introduced that look like they can pass, especially if there's any type of terror attack, for national compulsory draft 18 to 49. And here's the news. Most of you won't be sent overseas. They're saying about 20% of that number. Of course, I never believe anything they say. We don't know what they'll really do. But they're saying 20% of that number will be sent overseas. And they list engineers, lawyers, doctors, police officers, professionals, firefighters of every stripe, accountants. And yes, you'll then be under military rule, under admiralty, with absolutely no constitutional rights, and you're going to be injected. They say that's the first thing they'll do. They tried to offer people money to take the shots. Then they tried to say you don't have to take the shots. Just sign on to say that you'll administer it. They had articles, again, from Idaho to Iowa. I saw news stories, literally, from in Iowa, in Idaho, in New York, where they were going to have the schools, and they were going to put up fences and have security and bus people in it, talked about forcibly injecting people. They had the head of the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the guy that wrote the law for the feds, in the Detroit Free Press. This is in The Road to Tyranny. This is from 20 months ago when I made the film and I released it, saying, quote, we'll shoot your grandmother if she refuses quarantine and injection. That's in the film. But it didn't work. People said no. They didn't go along with it. So now they've got a national draft for you. Now they're going to try to force you into it. That's not going to work either. Across the board, people know the truth. 87 to 89%, depending on which poll, know the borders are wide open and illegal aliens are bad for the economy and bad for America. 80-plus percent of Americans are against NAFTA and GATT. It was almost the opposite of those numbers back in 94 when they had everybody on Larry King Live, the Republicans and the Democrats, telling us how wonderful it would be. I keep saying 94. That was 93 where they had Al Gore and the rest of them up there. And Ross Perot was saying it was bad. This is all going on. This is all happening. And so people don't have all the specifics, but they know they can't trust this illegitimate government. And that's the good news. So here's some of the news here. Smallpox vaccination plan ceases. It's over. It's done. USA Today. Matrix system would put privacy on endangered list. That's out of Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's called the Matrix system. It's Total Information Awareness Network is now morphed into what they call the Matrix, and turns out it's 4 years old. Yeah, this has all been set up years ago. Washington Times. Senators joined forces to roll back parts of Patriot Act. Okay, see? See what's happening? We're winning the fight. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to light a building like you light a Black Cat firecracker on the 4th of July. Don't think they won't light some buildings up like candles, like Roman candles. Don't think they won't release smallpox. They had their CFR scare master, Gary Hart, a few months ago, I guess about 6 months ago, on the O'Reilly Factor. They had him on other shows like Hannity and Combs. Listeners sent me video of it. Thank you. I have the video. We posted the transcript here. Where they said, Hart says, Denver, Dallas, Cleveland will be hit by smallpox in the next year, and you will all take your injections. That was when their program for forced injections was in trouble. They were trying to scaremonger. And so don't think that these guys are done. I mean, Gary Hart said a couple days after 9/11, he said, quote, we need to use this disaster for what President Bush's father called for, a new world order. So just because we're winning a few fights here, let's be honest with ourselves. We're in sudden death overtime. to use a football analogy, and this is not a game, this is not a joke, folks. We are on the edge. We are having victories, we are derailing them, they're not stopping. They are careening over the cliff. Let's talk to the callers, the toll-free number to talk to us on air, to get involved with your questions, comments. You disagree with me, you agree, you got a news item you want to mention, something you want to discuss, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I don't mind longtime callers calling. We have a lot of first-time callers, too. It's hard for them to get through. It'd be kind of nice if first-time callers called in and some of the longtime callers would, you know, just give it a rest every once in a while. I don't mind hearing from you, folks, but, you know, a lot of people tell me they try to call in and can't get through. We're trying to keep some lines open for first-time callers or folks that have only called once or twice. 1-800-259-9231. Rob in Wyoming. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to find out if you had got the email on the editorial about Clarence Bremer. I told you about.
Yeah. Why don't you fill folks in on that story?
Did you get the email?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Cool. Well, and then there's another part in.
I hate mentioning stuff and not telling folks what it
sorry.
Is.
Yeah. Clarence Bremer thinks that apparently, according to this, without the reporter even commenting on it. Like, isn't that cool? You know, how he, here's his quote, talking about juries. Of course, I work on telling them, juries, what to do and when to do it, he said. So
then tell them who Bremer is.
10th Circuit or Court of Appeals up here in, I'm not sure.
And for folks that don't know what we're talking about, you got to remember, a lot of people are new listeners. They have no idea what the Fourth Amendment is, much less what juries are supposed to do. So let's go over jury nullification briefly. And what grand juries are supposed to do. Folks, if you can go read news stories. I suggest you do it on the microfiche. Just pull up court case, murder case, 1879. And, you know, hundreds of or dozens of articles will pop up about famous murder cases. And you can read where the jury's ordering the judge around. The jury's saying what the jury will say. We want to talk to that witness again. The jury will... ask questions themselves of the witnesses. The judge basically was a referee, and the jury was the power. The jury was the people. It's a form of voting, folks. Jury box, grand jury box, ballot box, cartridge box, soap box. They're all boxes for some reason. The ways we get involved and empower our lives and take control of our lives in the Republic. Now... Today, grand juries are told what to do by the prosecutor and the judge and are instructed by the county or city attorneys and are total rubber stamps. They're just told this. They're given little criminal handbooks on how to behave. It's criminal. Juries are told what to do, instructed, well, this person's guilty. You heard the evidence. Doesn't matter what you think. You go vote for guilty now. And in many cases, in civil cases, like the Waco case, they're not even allowing juries now.
Hey, Alex, that reminds me, earlier in that same editorial, he says, Clarence Bremer is quoted as saying that juries, their job is to decide who's lying. In other words, their only job is to decide the facts. Was this black person riding in the front of the bus in direct contradiction to, you know, law?
Yeah, that's it. The founding fathers across the board agreed, one of the few things they agreed on was the Second Amendment, and on this issue, that the jury judges the facts as well as the law. You may, let's take A Time to Kill, you know, which is basically based on a true story, things that have happened. The Klan grabs a little black girl, brutally rapes her, almost kills her. The daddy walks in, machine guns him. The jury lets him go. They deserve to die. That's what America's all about, folks.
Right.
And so get it through your heads, people. That judge, if he tells you what to do, is a criminal who deserves to be arrested.
Well, they take their oath to the judge. You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, it's getting sicker. And look, the bar just said we're getting rid of attorney-client privilege, and next year they're going to vote on getting rid of juries.
Well,
I've got AP articles, folks.
They make juries look stupid when if you're getting, you know, garbage in, garbage out. If they get false information to begin with, they can't be expected.
Well, everybody's trained now off these judge shows that have been on for 50 years, where it's a judge screaming at people. And saying, answer my question or I'll have you in contempt. Folks, 80 years ago, if a judge said, answer my question or I'll hold you in contempt, they would be kicked off the bench within a week.
Yep.
You understand, folks? That's illegal. That's criminal. You have a Fifth Amendment. You don't have to answer anything that thug tells you to answer.
Yep, the jury is the judge.
That's it. Thanks for the call.
You bet.
Rob. Bob in Canada. Go ahead. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I find an inconsistency where I read stories where old people are brutally home invaded, mouth and eyes, you know, sealed over, and then they're beaten with metal rods.
Yeah, well...
And they get away literally scot-free. If you consider 4 months in jail, I consider that scot-free. And this is... The legal system's getting so lenient now. I wonder, with the dictatorial attitude of judges, is this going to change? Like, how does the New World Order justice inaugurate or develop from what appears to be total leniency to criminals?
I can't pull up the numbers because I don't have them in front of me, but I've read dozens of articles the last few months on and off air. I've seen these articles. A lot of groups are pointing this out, that if you're a nonviolent drug offender, you know, some little 17-year-old kid with a bag of marijuana, you'll get a year in prison as a worker. You'll get 8 years of probation. The average in the U.S., and some states have higher penalties, and that's good, but the average prison time for manslaughter is 4.5 years. The average time for aggravated murder, okay, is 10 years. Now, the only time you really get executed now is if you kill a cop. And, you know, I say kill them if they kill anybody. And then again, you get into, is the death penalty good? Well, you can't trust this criminal government to hand out a death penalty, so now I'm against it if there's any federal involvement. I'm against a federal death penalty. I'm for state death penalties, but people better be very focused on this very serious issue. A criminal government can't be trusted to hand out death sentences, is my point. But where is it going? It's a Pandora's box. They bring in masses of illegals from third world countries with higher crime rates. This is England, as an example, or Canada or the U.S. They take the guns from the people. The crime rate explodes. They selectively enforce against the criminals. I mean, you know, it's like the gypsy who'd broken in the farmer's house 3 times, Tony Martin's house. He finally shoots and kills one of them, and he gets life in prison, and the gypsies go scot-free and write a book and get a bunch of money and sue him. So... that's how this works. And then you see the people call for more police. It's like that article out of London Telegraph, where in Nottinghamshire, rural area, they have a murder every week. The criminals are everywhere. Everyone's been disarmed. The police admit it. And their answer is more police, more cameras. You understand? So, again, problem, reaction, solution. They keep rolling it and escalating it. They create the climate for crime that gets more citizens, more cops killed. That increases the prisons. They put nonviolence in the prisons and release the violence to create the crisis. Do you understand?
Yes, and I see it. And up here, we have a very apathetic, docile population that just seems to think it's fine. And I see, you know, like I say, people being violently victimized, and the perpetrators, it's literally nothing. And I say...
Somebody comes in, and I saw that story where they let the guy off after a few months. He tied down the old people, beat them with rods, robbed them, threatened to kill them, and he gets 4 months.
Yes.
The guy should have gotten 20 years hard labor, and I don't mean competing against our jobs. I mean busting rocks.
Yes, I agree totally. And it's not happening. And when the justice minister was emailed with 8,000 signatures, he emailed back saying, well, I don't care what you want. If anything, it's going to get more lenient. So I guess my question is, the New World Order...
Well, I got to stop you. I see people getting, 4 or 5 years in prison down there if they're caught with an unregistered gun. That's been in your news. So you get 4 or 5 years for having an unregistered gun, no criminal record, but somebody who brutalizes old people gets 4 months.
Yes.
Isn't that sick?
It's very perverted. And I just am trying to figure out, you know, for the New World Order to get entrenched... What will it do with these things, or will it just keep the perversion happening?
Sir, the Washington Times already reported, our military, it doesn't just want illegal aliens to join the military. This is the Washington Times. No matter how crazy it sounds, I read the article like 10 times on air. It was so incredible. They won't take you if you're just an illegal alien. They want, quote, aggravated felons, and it listed rape, child molestation, armed robbery. That's who's going to make up our army. Do you understand?
Well, that's that's beyond shocking. And what are they trying to prove? They just want to terrorize the innocent populace?
Well, I mean, who made up the brown shirts bringing Hitler to power? Criminals.
Yeah.
Criminals are ruthless. They'll follow orders. They understand it. They enjoy it. You think a normal person can go out and brutalize innocent people? You think a normal person can SWAT team old people? You think a normal person can pull an old woman's goods out on the side of the road and make her put them back in the vehicle? Only a sociopathic criminal can do that. They like it. They like it. I feel guilty if I'm rude to a friend or rude to my wife. But these people don't feel guilty about killing people.
So where does it go? Is the idea just to laugh at the innocent people getting abused and to bring more controls?
Yeah, that's it. Because the innocent people, as they're being attacked by the violent criminals, aren't going to understand it, aren't going to be sophisticated enough. They're going to go, more cops, more cops, more cops, more, more, more.
How long is it going to take for this New World Order to get fully entrenched? Are they behind
it? We're already in the New World Order, sir. It's just going to get worse and worse until people grow up and wake up and get involved, until they shift paradigms, until they energize their psychological warfare systems. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Well, I walk back down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Mark Pickup with Human Life Matters is my guest coming up here in about 10 minutes. I'll have him on a couple segments talking about Mary Schiavo Schindler, who had her feeding tube pulled yesterday. She's conscious, awake. They're killing her. We'll get into that. And then I do want to get into the situation with Israel and Syria. And now our troops in border battles there, a machine gun fight, U.S. troops battle at Iraqi-Syrian border. More on the Patriot Act in trouble. A bunch of news about torture at Guantanamo and the media trying to lie about it. When the general who was over it quit refusing to do it. That never gets mentioned in these debates. Is it happening? That's all coming up. Before I go back to Mike and Dave and Bill and Ron and others, I do want to encourage each and every one of you to get involved in the fight against the global tyranny that we call the New World Order. And in that fight, I found no better tool than my 9 documentary full-length feature films. Shocking exposés that show you what the government really is, how it's a foreign power, how it's run by enemy combatants, sworn to destroy the Republic and enslave you and your family. And if you want to stop our journey to tyranny, you need to get these videos, you need to make copies of them, you need to get them out to your friends, your family, your county commissioners, your talk show hosts in your area. 911, The Road to Tyranny is excellent, covering government-sponsored terror, September 11th, Oklahoma City, and the Globalist Master Plan. There's The Masters of Terror, it's part 2 of that, excellent as well. Police State 3, Total Enslavement is my newest, gets into what the New World Order is. Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the foreign troops, the concentration camps, the forced inoculations, government-run white slavery rings, gun control. I've published a book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. It's excellent. Newest thing we have to offer. I printed my own book. I did my own book, Descent into Tyranny. It's excellent as well. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Get the books. Get the films. Give them as Christmas gifts. Give them as birthday presents. Give them to your neighbors. Make copies of them. Put them on Access TV. Don't wait. It's having an effect, a big effect. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order 3 or more of the titles, big discount. The new book, Order Out of Chaos, is $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give us a gift when you get one copy. My book's $12. Take action, folks. You can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. You also support the show with your purchase. 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts. Don't wait. Get involved in the fight. Your Christmas gift solution is here. 1-888-253-3139. Let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Good.
We have a mayor election coming up in November. Now, I don't think the globalists are... I think they're going to try to fix this one out here. We have a Republican running. He's not hanging out with Bush or nothing, but I think he's going to bring the feds in as soon as he gets in. What do you know about Sam Katz?
That's already happening regardless of whether it's Republicans or Democrats. This is bipartisan tyranny.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, all our mayor's been gun grabbers since I don't know when. But, yeah, lots going on here.
What mayor are you talking about specifically?
In Philadelphia.
Oh, that's why they're bugging them. And oh, yeah, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Like, the incumbent isn't nothing to write home about, and he is a gun grabber. But, I mean, I think this new guy's planning to bring in John Ashcroft and the crew. At least we kicked Patriot Act out with this guy.
Well, that's why they hate him. That's why they're bugging him. And they've got... later they try to claim the FBI was investigating Enron. Give me a break.
So if this new guy, Katz, wins, I'm thinking it's going to be fixed.
Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No, you're just doing a good job, and I'll talk to you another time after the election.
Well, thank you. Thanks for mentioning that, Mike. Dave and Bill and... Ron and others are up next, and the guest about Terry Schiavo.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing...